Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Crystal Lake Tax and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Crystal Lake Tax is a franchise of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.
If you're looking for financial advice that is not about selling you products, rather having a blueprint that coordinates your investments, taxes, and estate into one plan, all under one roof, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart. Michael is the founder of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Michael has been a fiduciary financial planner for over 20 years, serving clients across the country on their financial planning needs. Michael is the author of the Amazon book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. So let's head over to the drafting table and get this episode of the Retirement Success Blueprint started.
Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint, the show that reminds you that in retirement, income is the outcome. Without income, there is no retirement. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we're going to break down, are you ready for retirement, but don't know how to get started? We're going to share a retirement success checklist with you, just so you have a resource as you move forward. Now, a quick introduction for those new to the show. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we are wealth managers. So a lot of people ask, what's the difference between a wealth manager and maybe my investment broker? Well, an investment broker talks about your investments, tells you the values, they went up, they went down, but they really don't add any real value. They just sell you investments. A wealth manager is going to show you not only how you should be invested, the right allocation, but also structures your portfolio so your income is coming from interest and dividends, not just hope that the market goes up. A wealth manager is going to assist you with your estate planning. A wealth manager is going to show you ways to reduce the impact of a healthcare event like long-term care. And lastly, a wealth manager deals in proactive tax planning, how to potentially save you hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not more, in unnecessary and voluntary taxes over your lifetime. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we've got fiduciary financial planners, a CPA on tax team, and we work with a legal team in-house to coordinate the investments, the taxes, the estate, all under one roof. You deserve that. Most people just have an investment broker. And as you approach or you're in retirement, you need a wealth manager. You've outgrown your broker. What you need now and what they do are no longer the same thing. So let's face it, your biggest expenses in retirement are going to wind up being taxes. And if your broker doesn't give you tax advice, it might be time to upgrade that relationship. Now for today's topic, are you ready for retirement, but you don't know how to get started? So this retirement checklist that we're going to talk about today will help you. We're going to talk about the checklist, tell you how you can get it. A lot of times when we're talking about retirement, we say you get one chance to get it right because there's a lot of decisions that you have to make that are permanent decisions, meaning you can't go back and say, whoops, made a mistake on that decision. Let's have a redo. There is no redo button. There are a lot of decisions that have no redo when it comes to retirement. So you want to make sure that you're not leaving things off that checklist. So you want to make sure that you have a complete checklist to make sure everything's getting taken care of the way you want to get it taken care of. So let's use an example of Social Security. For Social Security, you have 81 different options when it comes to electing your Social Security benefits. And after 12 months of electing Social Security, it becomes a permanent decision. So there's not a redo when it comes to Social Security, like many of the other decisions you have to do. So having a retirement checklist at your disposal, not only can you make sure you're tackling all these initiatives, but when you see these initiatives, there's the Anna Marie psychological accomplishment aspect of it. You're checking these things off. You're feeling really good. You're making some really good headway on these different objectives. But it also gives you confidence because you know you're hitting all the different areas that you got to be hitting to get your way to and through retirement. So we put this together, this retirement checklist, because we get a lot of questions about what are some of the things we should be considering as we're looking to retire. So if we think about the different phases of our lives, we go through a number of them. But if we want to be kind of broad with these phases, there's really just two main investment phases. There's the accumulation phase. That's when you enter the workforce, right? Late teens, early 20s. Maybe you're trying to buy a house, maybe trying to raise a family, pay off the house. You're doing all these things. And really, it's just all about saving. how do I save more? So you take a lot of risk, you throw your money in the market, put it in index funds, save, save, save. But then at some point, you start thinking more seriously about the day when you're no longer working. But you still need to have a living. You still need a paycheck. You still need money coming in. And that's the pre-retirement phase, or also what we call the decumulation or the distribution phase, right? So you've spent your entire worth being a saver. And now at this point, when you're 5 years away from retirement, you're knocking on the door of retirement, you just retired. Now all of a sudden you need to become a spender because this money has to last you for the rest of your life. So in this phase, you just start thinking about things differently than you've ever thought about them before. And you have to make decisions differently than what you've had to make before. And that's where the retirement checklist really comes into play, where you can look at some of the things that you may be aware of, some things you might have thought of, but then you get introduced to a lot of other topics, and we'll talk about that today, that maybe you haven't really thought of yet because you never really had to just when you were accumulating money. But now that you're approaching retirement or in retirement, everything changes. So one of the pieces of feedback that we get all the time is, Mike, we just didn't know what we didn't know. And that's what the part of the reasoning behind this checklist is. It's to give you a resource, give you some concepts, some ideas, things that you should be thinking of as you make it into this next part of your financial journey. So number one on the retirement checklist all centers around assessing. So assessing where you're at, right? Where are we at today? So let's go through the checklist, talk about the kind of explaining it for people. So let's say you're downloading this for the first time, you thought about some of these things, and I think it's helpful if I kind of go through these boxes, tell you what it means. So number one is assess. It's assess your investment risk. And this is a big one, especially in the midst of all the market volatility that we had in 2022, and it's rearing its ugly head again in 2023. People are really surprised about how their portfolio's been reacting. And by the way, it's no surprise to us. People are surprised all the time, but every time we go through a downturn in the market, people are always surprised by how their portfolio reacts. And the rationale is they're taking more risk than they thought that they were. Their investment broker or their 401k company said, hey, this is a target date fund, right? You know, you're going to retire in 5 years. There shouldn't be a lot of risk in it. And bam, in 2022, you lost 20%, right? Or your broker says, hey, you're moderate. You're very balanced. And then bam, you lost 20%. How does that happen so close to retirement? So unfortunately, what we see that leads people into making poor investment decisions. So the risk assessment is intended to help you identify, here's how much risk you're taking. So when we go through a really poor market condition, are you aware that your portfolio is going to lose 15 or 30%, whatever it is, based on how your portfolio is invested? And can you afford to at this stage of your life? And what that information does for you is it helps you get on the same page as your advisor, if you have an advisor. Or if you're managing your own money, you have a true understanding of it. And this is the type of risk that your portfolio has. Here's how your portfolio is built. So inevitably, and it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, inevitably, when we go through poor market conditions, right? About once every 4 or 5 years, we're going to get a bear market. We're going to get a 20, 30% plus drop. There's less surprises if you know how your portfolio is positioned. So there's always going to be some kind of surprise because there's no program out there, no individual out there that's got a crystal ball to understand exactly everything that's going to happen. But the more information you have at your disposal to help you through these otherwise tumultuous times is a good thing for you. It's going to give you a peace of mind of understanding how will my portfolio react in a good market and a bad market. So understanding here's how your portfolio is going to react, it takes a little bit more of the sting out of it. And then you can think a little bit more rationally about some of the strategies that you can implement when market conditions do present themselves. So we do know that bad markets happen. Bad markets have always happened. On average, we go through recessions about every 4 to 6 years. It just happened to have been almost 12 years since we went through the last one. And we think if we're not already in one, at some point in late 23 going into 24, we'll be in another one. Soft landing, hard landing, who knows? But it won't be a surprise. So how are you positioned understanding what's ahead? So over the course of your retirement, you're going to see many poor markets. You're going to see many recessions. You're going to see rates go up and down, taxes go up and down. So it's not something we should be surprised about. But we should have strategies in place to take advantage of those market discounts when they do happen. So the risk analysis, one, provides you with more information of how your portfolio will react when we go through these poor market conditions, to make sure that you're just comfortable with how it's going to react. And probably more importantly, is if you're taking too much risk in your portfolio, then these bad markets, when they happen, it's going to put a lot more pressure on you and your retirement plan, especially if you're not working anymore. So a lot of people get fearful because once a paycheck stops and they still need income off their portfolio, if they're taking too much risk, heck, the market's tipped 20, 30% and you still need to take money out. That's how people run out of money. So one of the number one concerns that we hear when people start their planning is, do I have enough? Do I have enough money to retire? Am I going to run out of money before I run out of time? And one of the easiest ways to run out of money is if you're in retirement and you're taking income off your portfolio and market conditions are down 30, 40, 50%, that can destroy retirement in a hurry. So the risk analysis is an important one for so many different reasons. But number one is just to make sure that whatever happens in the market that we can't control, you control your portfolio and its impact based on how much risk you have to a large degree. And it's not going to upset what you're trying to accomplish from a retirement planning standpoint, because we already talked through what does it look like in good markets and bad. So you may be asking, when should I start going through this process? So we say within 10 years of retirement. So if you're 10 years or less out from retiring, it is a great opportunity to start providing some of this analysis for yourself so you and your family have an understanding of here's some strategies that you can implement now. And I mean, the most important commodity that we have is time. We can't get time back. So if you're a year out from retirement, is it too late? No. If you're already in retirement, is it too late? No. These items that we check off on the retirement success checklist, it's never too late to do the right thing. But the more time you have to implement these strategies, especially the tax strategies, the better off you're going to be. Now, before we go to break, because this is a show where retirement income is the outcome, I've put together what we refer every week as our Retirement Success Toolkit. A Retirement Success Toolkit's got a lot of things in it. Why? Because in retirement, you need a lot of things. It's got a copy of my recently published book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve. A white paper titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge. Simply give us a call, raise your hand, 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get out to you, no cost, no obligation. We'll even cover the postage. We're going to send you out a big kit. It's got all this stuff, all this very helpful stuff, especially with a lot of the concerns that are going on out there with the world, not only economically and market-wise, but when you look at where taxes are going, when you're looking at inflation today still above where the Fed wants it to be, when you look at the economy heading towards a recession, some social, some political things going out there, you need to protect what you have, and these resources will help you do that. 866-316-0822 or go to crystallaketax.com and request it. Just ask for your complimentary Retirement Success Toolkit, and we'll mail that out to you on Monday. You've been listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we're covering, are you ready to retire? And having the confidence with a retirement success checklist. We'll be right back.
You're locked on to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart.
Chances are your company-sponsored 401k plan is your single largest investment. But how much do you really know about how yours works? Do you know that if you're 59 and a half or older, you can take control of managing your 401k and roll it into an IRA with more choices? Call Crystal Lake Tax and Financial at 866-316-0822 to learn more. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we create plans and strategies to help people manage their 401k assets. Because when you transition from the accumulation phase to the distribution phase of your life, it takes a whole different strategy to protect what you've worked so hard for. Your 401k plan helped you get to retirement. Now let Crystal Lake Tax and Financial help you get through retirement. Call 866-316-0822 to schedule a free 401k review or go online to crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in Madison and the Chicago suburbs.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we're going through some of the things that you should be considering as you're looking to retire. The next thing on the checklist is definitely one of those things you can do more with when you have more time, and this is tax planning. One of the biggest wealth eroding factors when it comes to retirement planning and your retirement income is taxation. That's why at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we've got a CPA on staff. We've got an entire tax team. We did over 600 tax returns this year. Why? Because taxes are important for those approaching and in retirement. So we're all used to taxes. We've all paid taxes over the course of our careers. And by the way, in retirement, you're going to pay taxes as well. But in retirement, you have more control over the level of tax you pay. If you want to take that control, you got to be proactive about it. So in your working years, how do you control the level of tax you pay? Well, you might be able to make a contribution to a tax-deductible IRA. You contribute pre-tax to your 401k. So you're saving some money every year on taxes on the front end with those type of strategies. But really, you're just deferring those taxes to a later point in time. So the other way you can save money on taxes in the working years is make less money. But that's not really a strategy that most people want to employ. But in retirement, you've got more options. If you create what we call tax diversification, where you've got different buckets of money that are taxed differently when you withdraw from those buckets of money, now you can employ income distribution strategies where you take some money from the tax-free bucket, some money from the tax-favored bucket, and some money from the pre-tax bucket that you're going to pay ordinary income taxes on. But the combination of that income can deliver you with the spendable income you need and the active retirement lifestyle you've dreamt about for so many years, but it can also increase your spendable income and decrease your overall tax bill. So the tax plan, the tax analysis, is a really powerful analysis, and it shows you some of the opportunities that you have within your overall plan to increase your spendable income and potentially decrease your retirement tax bill as well. So before I go on to the rest about taxes, I want to tell you something. So if you're sitting at home, you can go ahead and launch up the website, go to crystallaketax.com. If not, when you get off the road, if you're listening to this in the car or, you know, got an earphone at church or something like that, then what I want you to do is go to crystallaketax.com. In the top part of the website, you'll see Get Your Tax Burden Analysis, Your Retirement Tax Bill. Click on that. What's that going to do for you? That's going to generate in a matter of a minute or two what the government's plan for your taxes are on your pre-tax IRAs, 401ks, versus what a proactive tax strategy plan can do for you. It's just a quick snapshot, but let's say you got $1 million in 401ks and you're 65 years of age. You're going to pay about $700,000 potentially in taxes on that $1 million. Or if you work with us with a proactive tax strategy, maybe we can get that down to $220,000. Now, nobody wants to pay $220,000 in taxes, but when the alternative is $700,000, let's have a tax strategy. Let's have that conversation. But to get your free tax burden analysis, your retirement tax bill, go to crystallaketax.com. Up at the right, you'll see a little button that says, Get My Free Retirement Tax Bill. Click on that, and within about 2 minutes, you'll actually have your retirement tax bill, the government's plan on one side, and proactive tax strategies on the other side. So now back to the tax side of it. I think this is a great time to remind you what a Roth conversion is and why it's so powerful in retirement. The vast majority of pre-retirees and retiree savings are in pre-tax retirement accounts. What does that mean? That means that those are pots of money, your pre-tax 401ks, your pre-tax traditional IRAs. Those are pots of money that you've never paid tax on. So when you take it out, you're going to have to pay taxes at ordinary income level. Once again, when you take it out, because it's money that's getting added on to your Social Security, added on to your pension, added on to your wages, it's going to be taxed the highest dollar amount possible for you because that's extra income. So what a Roth conversion is you're taking money from those pre-tax buckets, the pre-tax IRA, 401k, and you're shifting it over to the tax-free Roth IRA. Now, in the year that you shift that money over, when you what they call convert the money, you will pay taxes on the amount that you did in the conversion. But once it's in that Roth IRA, it's tax-free forever. So if you take $20,000 from your pre-tax IRA in 2023, and you convert that to your Roth, then you're going to pay income taxes on that $20,000 this year because you converted it. But once it's in the Roth, it'll grow in that Roth tax-free forever. You can use it in retirement tax-free. you can leave it to your beneficiaries tax-free. If that $20,000 grows to $50,000 over the next 5 or 10 years, guess what? That $50,000 is completely tax-free because you already spent taxes on the $20,000. And for some of our clients with larger IRAs and 401ks, we also have to start worrying about in our 70s when the government forces to start taking out money for required minimum distributions and how that's going to blow up our tax return. So sometimes our Roth conversion strategy for some is because we want a tax-free retirement, and we can show you how to get there. And for others, it's because we're okay now in our 60s, but when we get to 73 and we have to start taking out a required minimum distribution on $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, all of a sudden it's going to blow up our tax bill. It's going to blow up our Medicare bill. All of those things are very real possibilities, and it's why it's so critically important, especially the more you saved, that you'll work with an advisor that understands taxes. So the conversion, the Roth conversion, is very much a psychological mind shift. Because for most of us throughout our accumulation years, we've been taught, let's not pay taxes on the money now. We can pay taxes on the money later. Defer, defer, defer. In fact, most retirement savings accounts that we've always had access to did just that. Pre-tax IRA, pre-tax 401k, where we're making a deal with the IRS, and that's saying, you're not going to charge us taxes now, but at some point down the road, you will. And so what we're advocating for a lot of people, and by the way, Roth conversions don't make sense for everybody. So you have to make sure it's a good, effective strategy for you. But if it is, what you're deciding to do intentionally is pay taxes on that money that you don't have to right now, with the hope of paying less taxes on it now than what you will down the road. Because remember, you're not only paying taxes on this money today, it's tax-free at whatever the value is in the future. So basically, you put aside $30,000 in your 401k this year, you pay the taxes on the $30,000 if it makes sense to you. And you're like, well, why? I could have saved a few thousand dollars off my taxes by keeping it in pre-tax. Correct. But what is that $30,000 going to grow to in 5 years or 10 years or 20 years? That $30,000 might be $100,000 or $150,000. So would you rather pay tax on the $30,000 or the $100,000? So it's a mind shift. We've always been used to deferring taxes. But now we're intentionally saying, especially because we're at the lowest tax rates we've seen in 40 years, let's pay taxes on this money now, even though we don't have to, with the expectation that we're going to be paying less taxes overall over the course of your retirement. So as I said, Roth conversions aren't for everybody. So you might be wondering, is a Roth conversion a good strategy for me as I head to and through retirement? So here's a great opportunity to talk about Roth conversions. We want to give you an opportunity for what we call a 15-minute complimentary strategy call, right? So you get to talk directly to one of our fiduciary financial planners, might even be me. You can go to crystallaketax.com to schedule it, or give us a call, 866-316-0822 to get on the calendar. Just say, I want a 15-minute strategy call, 866-316-0822 or crystallaketax.com. Really doesn't matter what state you live in. We've got clients in 27 different states across this great country. You want to invest your money in a way that you can accomplish all the things you're trying to accomplish over the course of your retirement. But yet, you don't want to take on so much risk that these market cycles we go through blows up everything you're trying to accomplish from a retirement standpoint. You also want to spend more of your hard-earned savings and have less of it go to the IRS. You want to decrease your retirement tax bill. Once again, if you want to get a copy of your retirement tax bill, go to crystallaketax.com. Up at the top right, click Get My Retirement Tax Bill, and within 2 minutes, you'll see the government's tax plan for you versus your proactive tax plan with some proactive tax strategies. So people, one of the big concerns that people have that we talk about on strategy calls is long-term care. It's a risk that everybody has. And there's a lot of confusion out there about how to mitigate that risk. Do you self-insure? Do you use one of these expensive long-term care contracts that historically a lot of people have used before? Or do you use some of the newer hybrid strategies that very few people actually even know about? There's a lot of different ways you can cover that long-term care risk, but it needs to be embedded within your plan. So we'll talk a little bit about legacy strategies. Trust is a very common question. Do I need a trust? If you do need a trust, then what should the trust look like? How to use it? Some of all those things are things that people have concerns about. And it doesn't matter if you live in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, or Illinois, or Iowa, or Wisconsin, or Florida. These are all items that need to be within your plan. It's why we work with clients all across the country. So the next item on that retirement checklist, number 3, is all about Medicare. So it's hard to narrow down just one question. I mean, first of all, what is it? Why do I need it? And how much is it going to cost me? And what's great about having a comprehensive financial plan, we call ours the Retirement Success Blueprint, is you don't have to make siloed decisions. All these strategies and the plans that we're implementing, they all work to support one another to guide the decisions that you make. That's why we deal with the investments, the taxes, the healthcare, the estate, all under one roof, all in one plan at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. So when you start 10 years in advance planning for your retirement, or even 5 years, or even if it's today, that is effective in all capacities, including healthcare and Medicare. Because within Medicare, your costs are based off of what you claimed in your income 2 years previously, meaning anything that you do in 23 is going to impact your 2025 Medicare. So they do look back 2 years, and it's what they call IRMA, I-R-M-A-A, income-related monthly adjustment amount. But let's call a spade. It's just another form of taxation. So that plays into the tax strategy in your retirement plan. That can play into what you're claiming for income those 2 years previously. What types of strategies are you implementing to either offset those costs, or if we're effectively planning for taxes, where you might want to choose to pay a little bit higher cost in Medicare so it all works together to support one another when you have that comprehensive plan working together. And that is kind of the first box on our checklist. Determine your taxable income for the next 2 years. Determine it. But not only that, maybe work with your retirement planner on this. That's where we come in, to see what we can do with those numbers to switch around a little bit. The next box on Medicare is to identify what your Medicare costs are going to be. So we know they change each year, and sometimes people get really surprised here. In fact, when we sat down with a couple for the first time, they were ready to retire. They actually brought in with them this itemized list of what they expect their expenses to be in retirement, which we really don't see a lot. So if you don't have one of those, don't worry. But they had it all mapped out. This is with their credit card, their house payment, their property taxes, their utilities, even their wedding budgets and things. And they had on there Medicare Part B. And they had this base premium amount, which in 2023 is about $165. And I was like, okay, perfect. And then they took a wild guess of what their supplemental costs would be. And when we went through everything, well, then we get to their investments and their tax planning as part of this visit. And it turned out that their Part B for each of them individually was actually going to be over $500 a month, not $165 a month. And that's each. So they were budgeting $330 a month for Medicare Part B, but it was going to be over $1,000 a month. And that's just for Part B. So that's a big surprise. And the first question after that is, well, can we even retire at this point? Healthcare, looking at that, is so intimidating to some. And it goes into, my income's not going to be the same as it was 2 years ago. So what does that look like now with a higher tax? And this is where you don't know what you don't know, where that comes into play. Because this couple, they were extremely detailed, and they wanted to know, and I mean, I did a ton of research. They had most of this stuff figured out, but this one little thing just slipped through the cracks. And it turned out it wasn't such a little thing when we compare $165 a month per person to over $500 a month for each one of them. So that's why it's just so important to plan ahead and have a planner on your side that understands taxes, understands Medicare, understands the estate planning in addition to the investments, just so you don't miss some of these little things that could turn into much bigger things, much bigger surprises. So what happens if this is your situation? Do you have to keep working, or what do you do? So because we're facing retirement, this is a life-changing event, you do have the option to do what they call file an appeal. And basically what you're showing is that your income has had this change over the last 2 years. That if you had this life-changing event occur, which is basically, you know what, I'm not going to be working anymore. So if I was making $300,000 a year, I'm no longer making $300,000 a year because the wages are gone. To where it could possibly be lower the premium for Medicare that you're responsible for. But again, it's an appeal. So it could go either way. They can accept it or deny it. The appeal paperwork walks you through that. What is your life-changing event? In this case, retirement. They actually call it work stoppage. The date of your life-changing event. And then it'll take you through what your income that you claimed 2 years ago, and then what you estimate it to be now. And a lot of times it's very helpful if you're just able to submit the appeal with a document showing your retirement date. So a lot of times it's on company letterhead, just stating this individual's retirement date is such and such. And that can go a long way to help the appeal go through. But then again, keep in mind, Every year, they're doing this two-year look back. So you're not going to be stuck with this increased premium year after year if your circumstances have changed. So if the appeal doesn't go through, it might actually just be for a few months or a year and a half until you're out of this two-year look back if you're getting forced to pay extra Medicare. Now, I'm not saying that all of a sudden this couple had to drastically cut their lifestyle and move into a one-bedroom apartment if that wasn't what they wanted. It was more like we can control the taxable income once you're in retirement. So if you've done some of the long-term tax planning, if you create some of the tax diversification that I referred to earlier, then you've got more control, not only what you pay for Medicare, but also the tax you pay on Social Security as well, because Social Security doesn't necessarily have to be taxable. That's all based on what your taxable income is, all the other sources of income that you have. So creating some of this tax diversification, engaging in proactive tax planning, not only can save you on Medicare costs, but it also Social Security tax and income tax over the course of your retirement as well. This is why at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, not only do we have the fiduciary financial advisors, but we also have a CPA and tax team on staff. We work with a legal team on staff just to make sure that we aren't having any surprises and one hand knows what the other hand's doing. Now, if you need to know where to go for that appeal process for Medicare, you can find the appeal online at ssa.gov. Call our office. We can forward it to you. I mean, it's out there. It's out there, easy to get, easy to walk through. It's also really user-friendly and easy to understand as well, which is great. Now, before we go to break, this is a show where in retirement, income is the outcome, because without income, there is no retirement. So we've put together our Retirement Success Toolkit. Retirement Success Toolkit's got a copy of my book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, a companion paper, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement?, and 11 signs you're working with the wrong advisor. How do you get the complimentary Retirement Success Toolkit? Yours free of charge. Give us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. No cost, no obligation. We'll even cover the postage and mail the kit out to you on Monday. 866-316-0822 or crystallaketax.com. You are listening to Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we're covering, are you ready to retire? And having the confidence with a retirement success checklist. We'll be right back.
Have you missed any of today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart? No problem. You can hear all of our shows online anytime, 24/7 at crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Time now for the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in Madison and the Chicago suburbs.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we're going through some of the things you should be considering as you're looking to retire. Now, number four on our retirement checklist is Social Security. It's kind of like Medicare, gets its own bullet point on our checklist because it's such a big topic. It's probably because just like Medicare, Social Security can be very confusing. There's a lot of laws, a lot of regulations, and these laws and regulations seem to be consistently changing with really landmark legislative change on Social Security back in 2016, which offered even more confusion about the options you have when it comes time to elect your Social Security. So there used to be this thing called file and suspend. That went away in 2016. There used to be something called file and restrict. That went away in 2016. But it only went away for filers. It didn't go away for survivorship benefits. So there's a lot of questions around Social Security. Social Security is a tremendous benefit. In fact, it represents anywhere between 30 and 35% of most retirees' retirement income. And if you add up your monthly benefits that you could receive from Social Security alone over the course of your projected retirement, if you are a married couple, for most it equates to over $1 million portfolio. If you're a single individual, it's over $500,000. So it is a substantial benefit, and you want to make sure you're making the best decisions you can as it relates to Social Security. So with the retirement checklist, we offer a Social Security analysis, which will provide you all 81 different options if you want to. But really the idea is we want to narrow those 81 different Social Security options down to just a handful or more meaningful options so you can make better decisions or the best decision you can as it relates to maximizing your Social Security. And one of the tips we add on this retirement checklist is log in and check your earnings on ssa.gov. And why would you do that? Well, that's important because we used to get these Social Security statements every year. You probably remember sometime around your birthday, about 30 days out, you'd get this sheet in the mail. And I remember it had a green heading on it. It was a white paper, green heading. And it would be your Social Security statement. It would list out each of your reported wage earnings for that year and even prior years. And it wasn't uncommon for you to find a mistake as far as what was reported for your wages. And sometimes that mistake was it showed a zero. So if you really made $60,000 in a specific year and you found a zero, which means Social Security wasn't counting that $60,000, it's because they count your top 35 wage earning years. So if you have a zero instead of a 60, that's going to decrease what you would receive from Social Security. So it's important you get that corrected. And the sooner you catch that error, the easier it is to correct. So a lot of times people would do, they just ignore the statement. They wouldn't look at it. Then 20 years later, they go to file Social Security and they look back at 1990 and they see a zero. They say, wait a minute, I was working in 1990. I was doing this. But now you got to go prove that. The easiest way is supply W-2s and tax returns. But who keeps W-2s from 20 years ago? And a lot of times they were just kept before online records. So this is actual paper documents, so check it every year. And that's because what you can do now at SSA.gov, create an online account, and then go and see not only your projected Social Security benefits are at 62 or 66 or 67 or 70, you can also see what year your full retirement age is, what they call your FRA. You can also see what your benefits are if you wait all the way up until age 70. But then you can check your reported wages and make sure they are accurate. If they're not accurate, again, if you catch it sooner or later, it's easier to fix. Now, next box on the retirement checklist is identify any benefit changes. One of the big changes for 2023 was the cost of living adjustment, which is really refreshing for a lot of people because there was a period of about 4 years in a row when inflation really wasn't low and Social Security recipients didn't even really receive any significant increase in their benefits. So in 2022, they got a 5.9% increase. At the end of 22, going into 23, they got an 8.5% increase, which we haven't seen that kind of increase in over 40 years. So on the surface, people were happy. But not only did your Social Security benefit increase, which was a good thing, but in 2022, Medicare premiums increased as well. So what this does from a retirement income planning standpoint is it's, yeah, you got a nice big raise in Social Security, but then you gave back some of it back most years with Medicare expense increases. So let's just use some average numbers out there to give you an idea of what we're talking about. So from a Social Security standpoint, the average dollar increase in 2022 was about $52, and the average dollar amount of Medicare increase was $32. So what was the dollar increase with Medicare? Now, if you're listening, the numbers might be a little bit different. That's okay, but your Social Security went up by 52, but your Medicare went up by 32. Now, in 2023, they did not adjust your Medicare up, which was great, but most years they do. So that $20 a month, not quite as sexy as getting that 5.9 or 8.5% raise, right? But all those numbers need to be built into your retirement plan because it may not seem like a huge difference, right? But when we extrapolate that over your lifetime, over 10, 20, 30 years, it can make a huge difference. That cost of living adjustment on Social Security isn't going to make up for inflation. So you can't depend on that alone to overcome inflation. Now, we're probably going to end up somewhere with around 4% inflation by the end of the year, which is still higher than we've seen in decades, right? It had gotten as high as 9%, but it's come down precipitously over the past year, but we're still going to probably end the year close to 4%. But over the course of your retirement, you probably want to plan around 3% inflation, because that's the historical 100-year inflation average. So Social Security on average is the only cost of living increases a little bit under 2.5%. So we have to build inflation protection within your plan. So it's nice to account for whatever inflationary increases we get from Social Security, but also take into account that a lot of that gets eaten up by Medicare increases as well. Now, before we go to break again, as I did earlier in the show, I want to offer you an opportunity to get what we call our Retirement Success Toolkit. It's got a few things in it because you need more than one thing for retirement. It's got a copy of my recently published book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement, and 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge. Simply give us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get it out to you. No cost, no obligation. We'll mail you out the kit on Monday. No cost to you. We'll even cover the postage. Just give us a call, 866-316-0822, and ask for the Retirement Success Toolkit. or go to crystallaketax.com. You are listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we're covering, are you ready to retire and having the confidence with our Retirement Success Checklist. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart. Do you understand the difference between investing for growth and investing for income? That's okay. Most folks don't. Investing for growth is your typical Wall Street portfolio full of various stocks and mutual funds. The problem is, in order to physically obtain any real money that you can use for your day-to-day expenses, you have to sell them, which means you don't own them anymore. So now you either have far less to generate that growth, or worse yet, you don't have anything left to create more growth for next month's expenses. On the other side of the coin, when you invest for income, your hard-earned retirement dollars are invested in products that may provide cash put directly into your bank account month after month to help provide for your retirement. For your free, no-obligation, growth versus income information kit, call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. To learn how to transform your high-risk, big-fee Wall Street growth portfolio into an income-generating retirement plan, call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in Madison and the Chicago suburbs.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we're going to talk about some of the things you should be considering as you're looking to retire. Okay, we got one more thing on our retirement checklist. This is test drive retirement. Well, test driving retirement is a great concept. I mean, if you think about any of the big purchases you made in your life, and most people, when they think about test driving, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? A car, of course. So you might spend a lot of money, thousands, tens of thousands, $30,000, $50,000, $100,000 on this vehicle. Most people are going to take a test drive in the vehicle they're going to purchase before they purchase it. So it does make sense when we're talking about the next 20, 30 years of your life, where you might be spending on your lifestyle. Is the cost $500,000, $1.5 million? What is it going to cost you to test drive that retirement to make sure that you're planning on for retirement so you don't have to go back to work? Not only from a cost standpoint, but also an activity standpoint, a lifestyle standpoint. Things are always changing. Your attitudes are changing. Your hobbies are changing. Your passions are changing. Your energy levels change as you go through the course of retirement. So taking some time, test driving what your expected budget really feels like. Can you live on that? What it allows you to do from an activity standpoint every month. Can you do the things that you want to do? But then also test driving, what do you want to do when you have all this extra time on your hands? In my book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, we always talk about people need to retire to something, not from something. You don't have to go to work on Monday morning, right? Well, that's not the only reason that you need to retire. What are you going to do to fill your time to continue to get enjoyment and fulfillment out of the next phase of your life? So some more kind of specific action steps, create an activity plan. Figure out your current monthly expenses that can kind of help you get what you're ready for and what you're going to need in retirement. And kind of develop that timeline in advance. And I think this is a good time to talk about those three distinct phases of retirement. Because as you're thinking about what's this going to look like the next 30 years, I think this is going to be really helpful. So now we're just talking about once you retire. And once you retire, we enter in retirement. We call that the go-go phase. This is when you've got a lot of energy. You're really excited about retirement. Now you get all this free time on your hands. You never really had this much free time on your hands since you entered the workforce. But now you actually have money too. So when you entered the workforce, you had a lot of time, but you didn't have a lot of money. Right now, you got a lot of time and you got retirement savings that you can spend to fulfill all those activities with the free time you now have. So that's the go-go years. You're going to spend time, probably spending more money on activities and travel and the grandkids. And then you're going to transition into the slow-go years, where you got a little bit less energy, a little less ambition to be traveling around and being as active as you were maybe during those go-go years. And it's probably going to cost you a little bit less money because you're not as active in those different endeavors. And then you're going to transition into the no-go years, where basically you're spending money on the things that you have to. Got fixed expenses, property taxes, insurance, probably a lot of health care costs at this point, and you're not really spending your money on a whole lot of other things other than that. So you got the go-go years, the slow-go years, and the no-go years. And when people come to us, we're talking about these three distinct phases of retirement. Their conversation really emphasizes those go-go years because that's the fun part. That's what everybody thinks about. That's what we dream about. And they want to make sure they got enough money to have fun, be actively engaged during those go-go years. But then they don't want to run out of money so they can still afford the things during the no-go years. And that's where they got to have some sort of balance. And the planning can really provide confidence in decisions that you have to make. Because if you're spending $100,000 a year during the go-go years, but you're going to run out of money at age 78, that's something you want to know during the go-go years, right? Your plan needs to tell you that. So you can account for that and adjust the plan. So the activity plan gives you a good sense of here's what you're going to spend your time on and also what you're going to spend your money on and what it's going to cost you through the go-go years, the no-go years, and the slow-go years. Folks, I always mention on this show, I have no idea how, you know, I'm doing air quotes right now, financial planners or investment brokers put a financial plan together for you that says, hey, look, you're going to be fine. You're not going to run out of money until 84 or 88. Who puts a plan together that shows clients when they're going to run out of money? That's not going to be an option, right? A true financial plan is going to show you where's your income going to come from and how's it going to last you as long as you're on this earth, right? That's a real financial plan. That's why when we do income strategies for clients, we don't hope the market just goes up. We show you in black and white, in interest and dividends alone, where your income's coming from in good markets and bad. So you're not spending through principal, so the money's going to last as long as you do. I digress. I soapbox for a minute there, but it upsets me when somebody walks in and the very few that actually have a financial plan done for them, this 100-page document, and they slap it on the table, and it says, hey, they said I'd be good until 86. But what if at 86 in a day, what do you do, right? So if you've got one of those, give us a call because we're going to get you all set up. Now, before we go, I wanted to close with a question I asked earlier in the show. What's the difference between a wealth manager and an investment broker? An investment broker talks about your investments. They tell you, oh, they went up or down. Here's what's going on in the world. But they really don't add any value, right? You can go buy investments on your own. A wealth manager shows you not only how you should be invested for the right allocation to get the income you need from interest and dividends, not just hope that the market goes up. A wealth manager assists you with your estate planning. A wealth manager shows you ways to reduce the impact of a healthcare event like long-term care. And lastly, a wealth manager deals in proactive tax planning, how to save you potentially hundreds of thousands, if not more, in unnecessary and voluntary taxes over your lifetime. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we do have fiduciary financial planners. We've got a CPA on our team, a full tax team. We work the legal team in-house to coordinate the investments, the taxes, the estate, all under one roof. You deserve that. Most people just have an investment broker. But as you approach in retirement or you're in retirement, you actually need a wealth manager. Most people have outgrown their broker. What they need is no longer what that broker does. Let's face it, your biggest expenses in retirement are taxes. Your biggest risks are healthcare events. And your broker doesn't give you tax advice or healthcare advice. Might be time to upgrade that relationship. So if any of the things we talked about applies to you, take us up on that 15-minute complimentary strategy call. You can go to crystallaketax.com or 866-316-0822. Get on the calendar. It's a great opportunity just to talk with one of our fiduciary advisors about your situation. We know you want to spend your money. We know what it looks like, and it looks different than your neighbors. We know your Social Security amount looks different than your neighbors. Your investments are different than your neighbors. Your retirement is not cookie cutter. It is specific to you. You should be getting advice, tax, estate, and investment advice that is customized to you, not just throwing you in some model. A 15-minute phone call is a great opportunity to talk about your retirement vision. We know that families and individuals we work with have a plan for their income. They have a plan for their taxes. They have a plan for health care. They have a plan for how much risk they are or not taking. And they've got an estate plan in place. So let's say there's someone out there listening that doesn't have a plan yet. You're just kind of getting started. I don't care if you're already in retirement or knocking on the door of retirement. But you like what you've heard about what our clients receive, our families receive, that they don't just have a junk drawer of investments anymore. Right? It's not that the investments are junk. It's just they're disorganized. So here's the thing. 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com and click on the calendar. Set up a 15-minute strategy call. Purpose of that call is to get your questions answered. it makes sense to meet after that via Zoom or in the office, great, we will. We're all adults here. But either way, you're going to come away getting your questions answered. And if we can help you out, that's great, we will. If not, it's important that you get your questions answered so you have confidence and clarity going forward. Now, before we go, a quick listener question, and this comes actually from the Retirement Answer Man, which is a great podcast that was out there. And the question from the loyal listener was, as we get older, currently 66 years old, how should we think about long-term when it comes to structuring our investment portfolio? We know that equities outperform bonds and cash over the long-term, but as we age, we got less long-term left to realize these gains. If legacy is not a major consideration, should we even care about the long-term? Or should we just invest for shorter term horizon to reduce risk, volatility, and spend more? Which we should struggle to do. I fully anticipate having a legacy, but it's not a planning priority for us. Old habits are hard to break, so we may just keep investing, quote, for the long term, even though the long term may be tomorrow. Thoughts? Great question, and here's the answer that was provided. At 66, you still have a relatively long investment horizon, right? So we don't want to make short-term decisions with long-term money. You likely have another 20-plus years ahead of you, right? So investing in stocks and equities, they do tend to be a good hedge against inflation, and investment growth can help cushion you against future shocks like healthcare event. But you should consider creating an income floor with some sort of, I don't want to say guaranteed, but assured payments, like a bond ladder or annuities or something, just to help you feel more comfortable with the extra spending. And here's why. When we put an income plan together for clients, and I always use the $1 million example because I like round numbers. Let's say you've got a $1 million portfolio. You're going to get 50 grand from Social Security, but you need another $40,000 or $50,000 for supplemental income in retirement. Well, if we build a portfolio out for you, we're going to make sure we're getting 4 or 5% cash flow and interest and dividends from the investments. Why? Because if we've got $1 million, that's $40,000 or $50,000 a year in cash flow and interest and dividends we can get off the portfolio that you can spend in good markets and bad, and high inflation and low inflation, and rising interest rates and lower interest rates. If we can get 4 to 5% consistent cash flow, the investments, the stocks, all those things will take care of themselves over time because you're not selling any to spend any money. You now have permission to spend. In my book, I call it eat the eggs, not the chickens, right? Don't touch the principal, live off the interest and dividends. Now you still have stocks and you still have things that are going to grow with the market, so you'll keep up with inflation. It's just a revolutionary way, and in all honesty, I think it's common sense, good old common sense, right? Don't touch the principal, just take the interest and dividends. But unfortunately, most of Wall Street doesn't feel that way. Just recognize this is a journey. There's not one simple action to take, but the key thing is, one, secure an income floor for yourself so you know in good markets and bad exactly where your income's coming from, and you don't have to cannibalize your principal, and then start looking at things like we talked about all show long. How do we maximize our Social Security, right? More income sooner without harming you later. How do we reduce your overall tax burden so that's more money you get to keep rather than send it out to Uncle Sam? All of those things are critically important. That's a great question. Thank you for joining us this week for the Retirement Success Blueprint. This has been your host, Michael Stewart, Fiduciary Financial Planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. If you've got questions, you want to set up a 15-minute strategy call, give us a call, 866-316-0822. Once again, that's 866-316-0822 to either set up a 15-minute complimentary strategy call or to get our Retirement Success Toolkit mailed out to you. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend. If you know someone that could use conservative financial planning, tax-focused advice, don't keep us a secret. You can always get more information at crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Until next week, be safe, be humble, and never settle for anything less than you deserve.
That's all the time we have for today. To speak with Michael off the air, call 866-316-0822. And for more information about how to make the switch to retirement income, visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Michael will be back again next week at this same time for another Retirement Success Blueprint.